The Amazing Race Australia started on telly last night. We're super excited this season, Brady, because we've heard the rumours Townsville's going to be popping up. Bo Ryan, host of the show, can you tell us the goss? Are we expecting to see Townsville pop up on the telly soon?
I'll give you a goss. We hit Townsville twice. It's that good.
Oh!
There's too much to do up there. So we start... I can't really remember what episode we get there at the start, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Because we start in Cairns Daintree, as you saw last night, then we head down the coast to the Gold Coast. And then I think we might end up going to the top end and then back to Townsville. Because you can't have the Amazing Race Australia without the top of Queensland, the Whitsundays. And then we make our way back down through Darwin on the Gann all the way to the bottom, and then we fly back. So we hit Glasshouse Mountain, plenty to do there. Humidity's great, but the people are great. They love the show. They love rugby league. So it's good for me because I feel famous again. But we hit that place like a hurricane, and it sorts out the wheat from the chaff with our team. Some of our teams really break in Townsville, so it's good TV.
God, you lucky bugger, travelling all around the country for your job. How lucky are you?
Yeah, I get to quarantine, stay in a hotel room by myself, don't talk to my family for 3 months. All my friends forget about me. I miss 5 weddings, but it is a good job. It is. I am truly blessed. And a lot of people say to me, oh, how good is it? You know, you get to travel. I do get to travel, but it ain't a holiday, as you see. Mm. And because of what happened with border restrictions, we were moving around so fast.
Mm.
Literally overseas last year and the year before, you know, flying. We had a lot of time of airports and we did have a lot of time to mingle with the public and go out and about, but not really here because we were in a bubble. The good thing about Townsville is it wasn't super busy when we were there, so we were super lucky. We could eat out and we could venture around because we were blessed. There was no cases at the time in Townsville.
Yes.
And I don't think there ever has been, which you guys are doing a great job, but... I am looking back, I pinch myself, but while I was there and in the zone, it was just a blur.
So being a footy fan, did you get to check out our beautiful new stadium?
Of course. I went down there. I went a while ago because Toddy Payton at the time was in the running for the Cowboys gig, I think. Yeah. I'm not sure if he got it. Good friend of mine, played with him, but he was coaching the Warriors at the time. Tried to get hold of JT, but he's busier than me. Worked that out. I went down to the waterfront there, saw my mates. We went across the Magnetic Island, shot over there. We went to Palm Island, which was incredible. But there's so much to do there. But that stadium, man, that stadium, honestly, I get envious now watching rugby league round one because you always want to play round one and then the semis. But that's one stadium I really wish I did play at because you're so close to the... It's like the American stadiums. They build them high and you're so close to the field. Yeah. So hopefully the Cowboys go well this year, man. They've got to do the town proud and perform well because they've got one hell of a stadium and great fans.
Well, it's all lining up beautifully for Townsville because you've got the stadium, we've got the Cowboys hopefully playing well. We've had you guys with Amazing Race here and none of the crew or none of the cast got involved in any stolen cars in Townsville. There was no police chases, nothing like that.
I nearly got arrested, which was in the paper today. I don't know if you saw it, but I was in Townsville, again, out down at my friend's restaurant there at the waterfront, just eating, and the first funny story this man. I'm there, and police come in. And the day before, 2 days before, I think we were in Adelaide, and I posted a photo watching the game with a mate.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I just tagged the location Bankstown because we couldn't say where we were, and I just did a throw-off.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of police officers, wonderful people, come up and said, can we have a word? And I said, here we go. I'm trying to think what I've done.
Yeah.
And which was very, you know, that really got the anxiety going. and then I come across the road and they said, look, have you been in any hotspots lately? And at the time, Western Sydney was peaking with COVID. And I said, no, man, I've been to Adelaide. They said, where else have you been? I said, how long have you got? And we went through everywhere. And we'd been away for about 5 weeks then because this was the second time I was in Townsville for the trip.
Yep.
And it was just a big breakdown in communication. They just saw on my Insta I was in Bankstown and it nearly brought us undone. So I end up getting a photo with one of the police officers who was wonderful. I asked if I could have a handcuff. She said no. And we got it done and I didn't get arrested. So I'll always remember Townsville for that.
Win-win.